presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. When we last saw Clark Kent, he and editor Perry White were in the latter's office at the Daily Planet trying to contact a theatrical costumer in order to hire a prison guard's uniform. Knowing that Henry Benson, ex-city treasurer, being held for $1 million shortage, is to be transferred from the city jail to the state prison, and knowing also that Duke Renard and his gang have orders to waylay Benson and get rid of him to keep him from talking, Kent is planning to present himself at the jail as a state prison guard and ride in the car carrying Benson. But what Kent doesn't know is that the hour of Benson's departure has been changed from 9 to 8. It is now 8:30, and while Kent in his hired guard's uniform is on his way to the jail, Renard and his henchman Curly have taken over the drawbridge spanning the Red River, a bridge over which the sheriff's car carrying Henry Benson must pass. Renard plans to open the draw as the car approaches and send it hurtling down into the deep tidewater below. Listen.
All right, Curly. Let's test these levers just to make sure we know how to run it. This one says, open full speed. You watch the bridge through the window.
Okay.
All set?
Yeah, let her ride. Hey, she's opening like a pair of scissors.
Let me look. Yeah, that does it. I guess you'll stop when you push the lever back.
Open up as wide as you'll go, Duke.
That's far enough. We don't want to jam anything.
And she stopped. But boy, there's a hole there you could drop five trucks through. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
See them big red lights blinking on both sides of the bridge?
Yeah, they must go on automatically when the draw's open.
Then we better put them out. Whoever's driving that sheriff's car will stop on a dime when he sees them red lights.
Yeah, you're right. I'll close the draw and you go out and put a couple of slugs in the lights. This must be the lever. It says close, full speed. Well, here goes.
That's the ticket. She's closing. Okay, turn her off.
Take care of those lights. You better tell Spud out in the car or he'll think the shooting means something.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. You better take this old guy out to the car. He's liable to come to and set up an awful howl. And anyway, it won't look good for the bridge keeper to be laying here out cold in case a car stops to ask directions or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Tell Spud there's some rope in the trunk. You can tie the guy up, gag him, and toss him in the back seat. Get him under the arms and drag him. He ain't heavy.
Okay. I got him.
Don't waste any time. Get back here fast.
Right.
Now, let's see if I got these levers right. This one with the red handle opens the draw, and this one with the green handle closes it. Red opens, green closes. That ought to be easy enough. And what time is it? 8:30. 10 more minutes, and the sheriff's car should come rolling along. There goes one red light. I sure hope there's some cops following Benson's car. Won't their big mouths pop open when they see they can't get over the bridge? I'd like to stick around just to watch them. Light number two. Now we're all set. Okay?
Yeah, dead eye Dick, that's me. Two shots, two lights.
I heard him. Bud taking care of the old guy?
Yeah, he's keeping the car motor running for a quick getaway.
That's all right, but we won't need no quick getaway. The bridge will be wide open. If there's any cops, they'll need wings to get across.
Oh, hey, that's a hot one. Cops with wings.
All right, come on. We only got 10 minutes. I want to test the levers again. Stand by the window.
Okay. Let her ride. There she goes.
While Duke Renard tests the drawbridge for the last time, preparing to work the diabolical plan that will mean death by drowning for whoever is riding in the sheriff's car, Clark Kent, disguised in a prison guard's uniform, is ushered into the warden's office at the city jail.
This way.
Thank you.
Yes, what can I do for you?
My name is Edwards, warden. I was sent down from the state prison to escort that transfer, Benson.
What?
Oh, yes, sir. He's scheduled to leave at 9.
Who sent you down?
Why, the head guard, Mr. McGuire.
Well, you can go back, Edwards, and tell your head guard to check next time before sending a man 50 miles on a wild goose chase.
Wild goose chase? Isn't Benson being transferred?
Sure, sure he's being transferred, but he left at 8 o'clock, almost 40 minutes ago.
But he was supposed to leave at 9.
I know, but the DA's office called and switched it to 8. Sorry you had to make the trip for nothing.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, if he left 40 minutes ago, I'm too late. Someone crossed me up. Someone in the district attorney's office. Now, this must be the door to the street. Now, if I can find an alley to get rid of this uniform. Ah, here's one. It's dark enough. There, does it? Now, off with Kent's clothes. I'll have to move fast to make it in time.
Even a Superman. Now, up, up, and away!
Red cloak streaming in the wind, the Man of Steel streaks into the darkness with the speed of light, battling against time and the black shadow of impending death. Following the Conway Turnpike, his sharp eyes scan the white ribbon of road, searching for the telltale red light that marks the sheriff's car. Suddenly, he spots it far ahead, swoops down in a breathtaking dive.
That's the car, right below me. I don't know how I made it, but I did. No time to stop them now. The bridge must be up ahead a mile or so. I'll just drop down gently on the top of the car and ride along with them. It's dark enough so I won't be seen. Down! Down! There. I don't think they heard that. Not with the motor racing the way it is. This isn't too bad after all. Now let's see how far Renard and his gunman will get.
Meanwhile, back at the bridge house, Duke Renard stands at the bank of levers controlling the draw while Curly peers out the window.
Well, what's doing?
I don't know yet. I seen some headlights. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, there's a car coming.
Sheriff's car?
I can't tell yet. It's about a mile up the road, but coming fast.
Look for the red light sticking up out of the top above the windshield.
I don't see no red light. Yeah, I see it now. That's the sheriff's buggy.
Okay, we'll open the bridge.
She's opening swell, Duke.
Okay, keep your eye on her. Where's the car?
About half a mile away.
Sure, it's got a red light.
Yeah, you can't miss it now.
How's the bridge?
I think it's open far enough. Yeah, plenty. Shut it off. Come on over and watch. This is going to be something. See the car coming?
Yeah, I see it.
Ain't they going to be surprised if they don't find nothing but air under them?
I only see one car. No cops following them.
Well, that makes it easier. Here she comes.
Wait till you hear them brakes squeal at the last second when it's too late.
Yeah, that'll be something. It won't be long now. He's traveling fast.
Another couple of seconds. You can't tell the draw's open. This is it.
He's falling.
Right into the drink.
Hey, Duke, look. He ain't falling no more. The car's flying across the other side.
You're crazy.
No, I ain't. Look.
What? Hey, we're seeing things.
Hey, there's the car on the road again, heading for the state prison.
Something's wrong. The bridge didn't open. We gotta follow him. Come on.
The bridge opened, gentlemen.
Huh?
And you're not following anyone.
Who are you?
I watch over drawbridges that rats like you open.
Give it to him, Curly.
Yeah, you bet I will.
I'll take that gun.
No, you're breaking my arm.
Drop the gun.
Now.
Yeah, that's it. Keep away from that gun, Renard. I said keep away from it. All right, maybe you'll obey this order. Now, you're next, Curly.
Oh, I ain't done nothing. Honest, I ain't. It was him figured it out.
Who's behind all this, Curly? Who's the big guy?
I don't know. I swear I don't. He never told us.
You're lying.
Ask Duke. Go ahead, ask him. He's coming, too.
All right, get up on your feet, Renard. Up.
What hit me?
I did. And it was only a sample. Now, who's your boss, Renard? Who's the big guy?
You'll never get me to talk. Never.
That's what you think. Close the drawbridge, Curly.
Okay.
Where's the gatekeeper?
I don't know.
Where is he, Curly? Talk fast.
It's tied up in the car on the other side of the bridge.
All right, turn that motor off. We'll get the keeper after we take you two specimens up for a little ride. I think that may loosen your tongue.
I ain't done nothing.
Come on, we'll find out what you've done. Here we go.
Hello? Yes, this is the district attorney's office. Who? Oh, just a minute.
Probably Mr. White.
Yes, he wants to know what about the story.
Oh, tell him I'll be in within the hour.
Mm-hmm. He'll be at the Planet office within the hour, Mr. White. Okay. He says if you're not, you're fired.
For the 50th time.
Kent, I still can't believe you've solved this thing. You know, it doesn't make sense. Why should they... Oh, hello, Miss Carroll.
Good evening, Mr. Warren.
I'm sorry I had to drag you down at this hour of the night, but... As I told you over the phone, we had some trouble on that Benson transfer, and I... I need some records.
It's quite all right, Mr. Warren.
You know Mr. Kent.
Of course. Good evening.
Good evening.
What records do you wish, Mr. Warren?
Well, we'd like to know what you're getting for fish today, Miss Carroll. Ah, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, no, I mean, I don't understand.
There's no use lying, Miss Carroll. Duke Renard confessed.
Oh.
We know the whole story.
All right. Then you know it.
There's just one thing we don't know. Why did you influence Henry Benson to steal public money?
Because I wanted nice things. Because I wanted to live like a decent human being.
And you needed almost $1 million to do that. What happened to that money?
I don't know. Renard got most of it. The rest we spent. I have some bonds, some cash. Oh, what's the difference?
And so, once again, Clark Kent, in the role of Superman, solves another mystery and brings the enemies of truth and justice to the punishment they so richly deserve. But even as he returns to the Daily Planet office to write the story of the Benson case, another adventure is brewing. So don't forget to tune in the next episode and begin another exciting adventure with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.